Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. I'm joined by Roberto Basilio, VP of Storage Product Management at Hitachi. Welcome, Roberto.
Thank you, Allison. Pleasure to be here.
So why don't you just tell us a little bit about your role at Hitachi and how it relates to how Hitachi is addressing the data center market?
Sure. The way we are organized right now, we are obviously focused on providing solution to the market, solution that include everything and not just bits and bytes of the infrastructure of the data center. My responsibility is really the infrastructure, which include everything that goes from the server, the storage, the data network that is included in that, all combined clearly provides a converged solution for the market. And this is one of the aspects the product management is involved in. Other groups will focus more on big data and analytics and so on. That is an area that is growing very much in the data center.
Roberto, we reached a major milestone today, and can you tell us a little bit about the news that Hitachi is coming out with?
Well, yes. We are following the Intel lead in the x86 architecture, not only with our compute offering, but also with our storage offering. The important part that we have joined Intel today is the endorsement of this new product family, the E5 version 3. That you have announced today. For us, it's important because A is a sign of the way Intel goes by with its partner. In spite of not being the front leader in the compute, we have been working with it, Intel for a long, long time. And it's good to see that some of the Hitachi IP has been implemented in the new chipset that has been announced today. And for us, is a great milestone because it now allow us to further develop our IP, our solutions, on top of what Intel provide us and enable us to use.
It's a great collaboration. And you mentioned that we've been working together for a long time. Absolutely. Congratulations on the launch. Obviously, this is a major announcement for your customer base. Can you talk to us a little bit about where you expect customers to extract value from these platforms and what their initial responses have been?
Clearly, we see together that the world is going towards a more virtualized environment. The new data center that is built on the cloud or in some kind of proprietary cloud with a lot of virtualization applied to it. Among the many features that are available on the newly announced platforms, it's something called LPaaS on top of VMM, leveraging the virtual machine control structure that the new Xeon E5 V3 provides. For us, it's an important milestone that because it really put us in a completely different league compared to other compute vendors in that space. It allows us to be really more functional, more efficient, to provide the bridge between legacy and new environments at the same time in a very efficient way. Really, what we are hoping there is to remove performance barriers that existed before, the way we were implementing the virtualization before, clearly to achieve a much more energy efficiency, mm-hmm. and really address the enterprise needs as well as the emerging market and emerging applications that we are seeing requiring more of this type of solutions. All of that, obviously, in a very secure and efficient way.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess you've been working with data center customers for a long time. What is it that is driving the need for these new types of platforms in terms of the types of things that data center managers are attempting to do that maybe, 5 years ago they were not trying to drive out of their data centers?
The word that came to mind in first place is efficiency. I saw that through many years of working on the storage side. By the way, also that in collaboration with Intel, basically, all our platform now are really leveraging the Intel capability a lot, and on top of clearly of what we bring on our own. We are seeing that on the compute side as well. Energy efficiency, but also management efficiency, something easier to deploy, easy to control, and really that provides that easy transition from legacy application from old environments to the new one. This is something that particularly with this version of processor allow us really us to provide in best way possible. Clearly we are now being able to take away that overhead that existed in the virtual machine management, expedite the performance terribly, and apply our capability to create a secure environment for multiple users that you can find in enterprise mission critical applications environment as well.
When you look at the types of virtualization capabilities that you've been discussing today, when you look at efficiency, can you just describe where we're driving efficiency in terms of the processing of VMs and within the technology stack that you've delivered?
Yeah. First of all, let's look at what the virtual machine control structure is. It's the shadowing capability that allows you to really to remove a lot of the protocol that existed between VM and VM. That allows us to really now to deliver embedded VMs into the system, basically leveraging our LPAR capability, logical partitioning. We are capable to create independent and secure hardware environment on top of a virtual environment. That allows us to really to now to create opportunity for testing on shared hardware, lowering the cost in that way to deliver virtual environments as a service, multiple VM on top of a VMM environment. And like I said earlier, really allows to bridge a legacy application. You can now bring mix old application on top of new hardware, which is taking clearly advantage of what normally the new hardware now really brings. I need to highlight the fact that you can do that in a very secure way. That is very important. Keeping a user separate from each other, each one on his own data, each one on his own hardware allows it really to guarantee a certain level of quality of services and security about their own information. That is really the key of what we are trying to exploit with this new generation of processor, combined with, like I said, with our logical partitioning capability, something that we have the exclusivity. We are the only one actually capable to do so.
Do you see that playing equally as well in enterprise environments and in environments where you may have co-located hosting environments with providers?
Absolutely, absolutely. This one applies completely to proprietary environments as well as cloud environments and so on. Actually, this one is our way to provide what we call a cloud in a box, you know, system, a converged system that provides all the infrastructure that you need on demand and in a secure way.
Roberto, if folks want to learn more about the products that you've delivered today, what website would you send them to, or is there a place to connect with you online?
Definitely, you can go to hds.com. Our page will send you to our converged UCP solutions. And in there, you can find many of the solutions that we were describing, both virtualized or for specific application, like UCP for Oracle, UCP for SAP HANA, and similar.
Roberto, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a delight having you. I hope you guys can come back again soon.
It's a pleasure, Allison. Thank you very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.